But, you know, the concept of rough proportionality, as you know, and as Bill has indicated, and probably from other speakers, is probably one of the issues that, that you know, from my perspective, from the city side, that we see issues on quite frequently, because you've got the kind of uneasy tension of local governments trying to address what they consider to be the adverse impacts of a development and to mitigate those impacts, with the developer obviously wanting to do what they believe is fair, but you know, they don't want the government to overreach. So that's what we call this thing, you know, where to draw the line. It's really easy to state the concepts of rough proportionality, but it's very hard to figure out exactly how do you measure it, how do you determine it, and how do you implement it. But basically, when we're talking about rough proportionality, I mean, we need to kind of do just a short little overview or a background of what we're talking about. And it's basically takings claim, whether it's under the federal constitution or state constitution. There's basically three broad categories of takings claims. There's physical occupations, and those are really pretty simple. You know, if the government takes your land physically, even if it's a small amount of land, even if it's a de minimis amount of land, the de minimis amount of impact, it's a taking. It doesn't matter how important the government's reasoning is, or how important their public policy, or how legitimate the regulation is. If you physically occupy land, then typically it is a per se taking, and it has to be compensated. We've got the second category, compelled dedications and exactions, which is what we're going to be talking about here in a minute. And then, of course, the third category is regulatory takings, which, you know, really early in my career, it seemed like regulatory takings were probably the area that I saw the most dispute and litigation on, and that's typically use restrictions, zoning requirements, you know, telling somebody they can't do this with their land. But over the years now, I think that I've begun to see more and more of the second category.